Hi.
How are you?
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I haven't been here in a while.
Yes.
But I've been here.
I remember.
You do?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I have this book over here that I got, just found in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
You know which book this is?
Yeah.
The Albeck
book. There's a lot of songs that I don't know.
So, the thing is that this book, was it from the Achiezer time period? What years was this? In the 70s? Or
no,
60s?
No, no.
50s? The 50s. This book, you know, there are, I mean,
this is the Hazan of Ahayez was Yechezkel Chai Albeck.
In the 50s.
In the 50s, yeah. He used to read the Torah also.
And,
This first came out in a loose leaf form.
Yes.
And then the Mr. Dweck donated money.
Okay.
I think it was in the beginning, no?
Yeah, you're right. Shaya Rafael Dweck. So this was the 71 Achiezer. This was the 71st Street Achiezer. So how do I go about retrieving some of these songs over here? I mean, Cabby told me that he knows one or two, and some of the songs are actually used in the prayers, meaning he knows.
Yeah.
So the question is, how
all
do
right,
I...
So what do you want to do? Report to you or whatever I know. There's a lot of
do
stuff
you have,
here.
Do you have do you have another
these are nothing.
Okay, so
these
the beginning so we start from the middle. Is this the only book that matters, this book right here?
That's
or there's
book.
Other books? Did Albeck have other books, or this is the main book right here?
He had another book, not known. Really. Some of these songs were taken out by Gabriel
they were used in the Red Book.
Yes.
Some of them.
Some of them were used in the Red Book. That's
so,
right.
So if that's the case,
yeah.
Those songs I have already.
Yeah, those songs you have. Okay, let's visit us.
So every parasha
this,
is...
This you one. Have and, different words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This page 29.
Lachen Madam al Sa'a. Madam al Sa'a. I know it's in the red book. Not the fat one. It's only the skinny red one.
So it's
and
somewhere
different
up.
Words.
Okay.
Different words.
Well, tell me how it goes out. I'm just going to.
Matay Sa'a Le Resi Shama Le Asamari et libidi.
Yeah, we got it. We have, if you have the red book, it's Lo Achaleki. Digli Tisa.
Digli Tisa Al Hare.
Right. We got it.
So it's the same one.
Okay. All right, score. At least we got it.
This you have in the red book.
Yep. Navaya Fasevia, we got it. It's page...
This you have in the red book, Abharahman.
Okay, so
I love these words. These words are much nicer. Al har sinai nevaleta de pero goja oreta.
Got it. That's pretty good. Yeah, we got it.
These are beautiful words.
Okay, that's page 32.
Okay,
now
this
we're on
33. Honeni kebosabanai yedidi meora enaya hemadati ata elahai.
No, keep going.
I say the same again.
And then it goes back to chorus?
Yeah. I don't know how to get the spot, I know. Nodé lacha hai, el hai hai, el hai hai, ona le rendi, ona e nai. Rendili, shawaye, shawaye, rendi.
That's the Arabic.
It's the Arabic. Oh,
does it go into tefilado?
Yeah, kochak. There's some funny songs in English from the Arabic. In the 50s. Okay.
Does this go into tefilado?
Now, you know this.
I never heard this one.
And the song Shamayim, Bakashot.
Okay.
The Israelis, they play around. Chanin Yalali. You know what?
Yeah.
Janim Yalali Yalad. Janim.
So where does that come
this
from?
This tune.
That tune
also
goes in there at some point.
Oh, you Janim Yalali Yalali. Oh, Janim.
Okay, good. But we don't have a Red Book song except for Mishamayim.
No, well, if you ask Cabby, and they did the Bakashot, only the Israelis do it. The ones that are in the archives, strictly
enough,
straight, right. You know, yeah. they just do the Shamayim, like that. That's
okay.
It. But if you get hold of Bakashot, Israeli, and you play the Shamayim song, you will find that in there.
Okay. Okay, page 34.
This one. 36. This is a nice one. This is from Jaime Cohen. This was made, all these songs were made
for the people.
That's the son of Basil Cohen.
Okay.
Ya melech ha'elyon b'chabatim b'nei ha'elyon b'nei ha'elyon b'nei Asher Zimrati, Asher Zimrati.
The whole thing is the same. Now, we have a Red Book song like this? I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, we don't.
I don't know it. My son-in-law, Morris Arkin, would be able to tell you.
No, so this tune, I heard it in Ani Asaper. The Israelis start one of the stanzas with this.
Really?
So in that Bakasha song, they put that tune in there somewhere. Okay, so now we have a pizmon for it. That's perfect.
Okay.
This is a good addition to what I
have.
Okay, this, 38, Gabriel Strem has this to be sung for Nishmat, but he did not include this song. He just wrote, Mahur Nishmat, do this. Do you know?
I know this part. I don't think I don't remember. Hayram barech hatan ahum Hallel pilech yifesach yenum Hayram barech Hayram barech hatan ahum Hayram barech.
And do we think we could get it into a Nishmat, or it's not that hard?
You know my son's at home, don't you?
I know.
He may know a lot of these things from the Arabic.
Yeah.
You gotta ask him.
So, but that sounds like a simple enough application, if we could manage it.
Well, you mean just this part? Yeah. Well, this is the chorus. I don't know the verse.
Okay.
I don't remember the verse. This you know, this
Shiru, yeah, that's...
God bless
Shiru, Shira, Hadesha. So we're already in Ajam. We're just moving, okay.
Well, he did put it Ajam. He put it as Rast or Mahur.
He put them all three.
I don't know.
No, this section is all three. Rast, Mahur, Ajam.
Oh, Ajam, right. Okay.
Okay, so now, second book.
Okay.
Why is it split into different books? It's just the way he wanted to organize it?
put different arms. In the original loose leaf, it's run by itself. You have it?
Gabriel Strem's, I got it. But it's weird. It's a weird loose leaf. He just made loose leaves for the people?
No, it wasn't for the people. He gave it to
15 people?
Every Rosh Chodesh, we would, instead of Rabbi making a song, a speech, he would have him, David Shabor, Naftali Tawil, Charlie Minopa on the stage. And they would sing some of the songs from the loose leaves. Sometimes me and Rabbi Max Masterton would sit down on the stage with them.
So my grandfather Gabe Shrem has in his loose leaf. He has a loose leaf. Why was he given one?
Let me see. I think it's possibly the same loose leaf because I have it here.
It's a black loose leaf, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have everything.
Right. Yep, that's it. It's a thin loose leaf. How many years did this go on for?
Till he fell out of the good graces of Achiezer.
Oh.
When that happened, so they never renewed his contract, and his books were sort of banned. They were put like in Ganizah, in the back room. Nobody used
it. His money book?
He upset the congregation very much with something, and that's what happened.
And that story is going to get buried with you, I'm guessing.